The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We have a regular slot on disinformation. It's a great pleasure to welcome the author and expert regular, of course, on the PK Show, David Robert Grimes. Good morning, David. I didn't know who Blake Lively was. I understand she's married to Ryan Reynolds. She got in this spat with her co-star and director, It Ends With Us. Tell us the backstory, first of all.
Now, I have to clarify that my grasp of celebrity gossip is very, very poor. But to give a little bit of background on this, Blake Lively, as you've pointed out, is the wife of Ryan Reynolds, also an established actor in her own right. And she recently filed a sexual harassment complaint against It Ends With Us co-star Justin Baldoni. Now, the claim of this is he created a hostile work environment and it was very antagonistic. He has recently filed back with a countersuit claiming that she has gone out to besmirch his reputation. But in both of these cases, there has been clear attempts, particularly by Baldoni, but allegedly by Lively as well, to manipulate media and public opinion against their co-stars. Now, we don't usually cover celebrity falling out on this segment, but the reason this is highly relevant is that in recent months, there's been a lot of very negative narratives around Blake Lively, and they seemed organic, but there's now good evidence that they weren't organic. They were actually manipulated in a technique called astroturfing, whereas you make something that looks like it's grassroots, looks like it's organic, is in fact deliberate manipulation by a vested interest, or in this case, a bad actor, no pun intended.
So when you go on X or Twitter, as it was, and you see something bizarrely is trending and a flood of negative responses to a story that you might not have heard of, that could be astroturfing.
It almost certainly is. And this is something that's really important. I know this seems like a frivolous story to some people, and there's so many serious things going on in the world that affect entire countries, but it is a good case study in how this stuff works. So we have seen from the legal filings, and again, this hasn't been tested in a court, these are just filings from both sides, what we have seen is very selective evidence, arguably cherry-picked on either side, of a PR campaign to try and establish a narrative that Blake Lively was an unlikable person. And to do this, they dragged up old controversies she'd been involved in or material that had been negative and made sure it was put out there front and center. They also had people deliberately running these stories to media outlets, but more so places like Reddit, places like X, where it looked like this. Now, human beings like to think we come to our own decisions about things, but we're inherently social animals. So if we see a lot of people are giving out about someone, we start getting the perception that that person is unlikable. We don't actually test it ourselves. And this is exactly what PR companies for years have done. This has been laid bare with the court filings, and we can actually see the deliberate PR strategies that have been implemented to do this. But on a more wider scale, this is exactly how, say, Russian disinformation works, where they will try to introduce an outlandish point of view by making it seem organically that lots of people have this. This is why they create troll farms to make people post comments all over the world, putting together, say, anti-Ukrainian viewpoints or things like that. So while this is a bit of a distraction of a story, it also does tell us about how this works from a PR perspective and a disinformation perspective.
Now, you say that the best defense against this is information hygiene. What's that?
So I'm always harping on about this. But this is the idea that the reason these stories get very vectored around is that they're emotive. We take sides. We're very angry. We jump to conclusions. And social media, by the way, encourages that, even more so than regular media. But information hygiene is the idea that we recognize that information is potentially infectious. It can infect us and we can infect other people with it. So instead of embracing it immediately and deciding, I have to take a side, I have to be angry about this, we stop and go, this needs to be verified. And right now I'm going to take the position of no opinion. I'm going to treat this like it's quarantined, right? That's the hygiene idea. We don't know if this is infectious or not. We don't know if it's safe. We quarantine it until we verified it's okay. So instead of sharing and jumping onto something and having an opinion, sometimes the correct thing to do is go, I don't have an opinion just yet. I will get back to you on that when I have verified the information is reliable or safe. By the way, we're seeing this today as news comes out of New Orleans and out of the Tesla exploding outside Trump's hotel, that the story will keep changing rapidly and the narratives will speed up. And sometimes the best thing to do is take a step back and wait for the facts to fall into place before we commit ourselves to a position and potentially vector and spread disinformation accidentally, because that might be what bad actors want us to do, and it almost certainly is.
So if you have manipulated, flooding the zone with negative commentary, how can people establish the truth? Is it through the traceability to see all of these comments traced back to one, you know, account in Russia or however? How is the general public to establish the truth?
That's an excellent and far-reaching question, but I'll try to give a short answer to it. The essential principle is we have to start ranking our sources. If something appears in the Washington Post, New York Times, or the Guardian, it has some level of veracity and fact-checking, because as we're seeing now, people can be sued if they say things that are incorrect. If you're seeing things on social media, there's no responsibility that comes with that. People can post the most outlandish things and then just walk away, and they'll suffer no consequence for it. So we have to learn that we have this craving for instant gratification. Real information takes a long time to percolate, and there can be an uncomfortable period of uncertainty where we don't know. So patience is part of a solution, and also just knowing the difference between our sources. Look, if you're seeing it in social media, in comments, like you say there, comments can be manipulated. We know that there's St. Petersburg troll factories that spend all day commenting. We know that in the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni case, that there was PR companies doing it. So we have to start realizing that that stuff is not representative of facts. It's representative of someone trying to create a narrative. So we need to be very careful of that and actually wait for verified information from reputable news sources to come out there. And I know that's slow and frustrating, but unfortunately, there's no real shortcut to that.
All right. So it's a knockdown, drag-out fight between Justin Baldoni and between Blake Lively, and it'll be interesting to see who wins. It involves a suit against the New York Times article, a claim for $250 million. So it's a big high-stakes game. Trying to disseminate fact from fiction there. Always a pleasure to speak to David Robert Grimes, author and disinformation expert.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.